This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. It is the essence of you. When we talk about who you are, it's more than just energy, because, you know, everything is energy. It's more than that, but it includes that. And it's really challenging to put into words. You can experience your true self, but it's very difficult to describe your true self. So there's something about you that's constant, though it's hard to describe exactly what that is. But you know, there's something with you that you, as you have aged, matured, changed, you know, gone through school, gone through jobs, gone through relationships, there's a part of you that is always, always there. And so then the question we ask ourselves is, who are you? Who am I, right? Those are some of the deeper questions. And it's not what we do. It's not what we have. We're not, you know, a father. We're not a brother. Those are roles we play, but that's not who we are. So one thing is for sure, certain, when you're living a life that aligns with your true self, you're going to be happy. I can 100% agree with that. When I was in sales, even though my true self was involved in that, towards the end of my career, I wasn't happy. And then as I transitioned over to coaching, I understood the true self better, going through some spiritual schools and some changes myself. And when I was aligned to it, I am a much happier person now that I can be in touch with and embrace, if you will, my true self. You know, if you're not living a life that resonates with your true self, you'll feel like something is lacking. And this often happens after around 40, 45, because in the beginning, you know, when we go out for a career, when we start looking at things, we're successful. We're excited about the career. We're excited about the potential. And we start to, accumulating material things, whether it's a house, whether it's a car, whether it's, you know, and we start to do that. But then at some point we wonder, is that all there is? And there's this transition somewhere around 40 that many people go, geez, this isn't really making me happy anymore. I can have all this stuff, but it's not making me happy. And that's when you are not aligned with your true self. So it doesn't matter how much success, fortune, and fame you achieve. If your true self isn't honored, you're going to feel out of sorts. You're going to feel that you're lacking something. There's going to be lack of meaning in your life. There's going to be lack of fulfillment in your life. So, you know, here are some ideas to discover your true self and reveal your path in life. Obviously, I'm just going to say this now, working with a coach is the best way to find your true self, to discover your true self. Yes, you can do it on your own. It can take many, many, many years. It can take months. Normally, it does take a couple of months if you're going to do it on yourself. Native Americans had what was called a humblecia, which is basically a vision quest. They'd go up on a mountain and sit in a confined area for 4 days, no water, no food, and basically go into an altered state of consciousness to find their true self, to find their path. Now, that is one way. The indigenous cultures have rituals and rites of passage to help the individual find their true self. Unfortunately, in Western society, we have not embraced that anymore. And we kind of downplay it. We kind of poo-poo it. Oh, that's woo-woo foo-foo stuff. Well, it's not. You got to figure if indigenous cultures from around the world, without ever talking to each other, came up with processes to get in touch with your true self, there's got to be something there. So I'm just going to go over some ideas. Obviously, again, coaching, working with indigenous cultures, doing those things can help you find your true self. But in lieu of it, this is a good way just to start to tap into it. So, you know, what is your level of introversion or extroversion, right? Are you introvert, extrovert? Neither one is good or bad, but these are questions that may seem like, what does that got to do with my true self? It's peeling back those layers of the onion so that you can start to look for that part. You know, do you feel more energized and comfortable when alone or with others? When are you at your best? Traditionally, extroverts get their energy when they're with people. Introverts like to be alone. We all like to be with people at some point. We all like to be alone at some point. But pay attention to where you get your energy, where you get fulfilled. And that's part of aligning with your true self, because when you get this energy and you get this movement, that's kind of looking at who you are. Now, again, we're not going to be able to put a label on your true self. What you're going to be able to do is align with it and understand it. So you can't put a label. Oh, my true self is this. Because once you put on a label, it's not your true self. So what did you like as a child that you still like today, even if you're not doing it? So as a child, right, we want to take a bigger picture. So maybe you played with Play-Doh. Maybe you used crayons. Well, that would be more artistic. So how are you expressing your creativity? Is that something that you're drawn to express? Or is it something that you want to, maybe you built things with Erector sets and Legos, and maybe you're more hands-on and building things. So what are those things that you like to do as a child that you still like today, even though it's not playing with Play-Doh or using crayons, but that represents a creativity of yourself, being creative, maybe putting things together, being engineering, being analytically minded, if you will, or critical thinking. So go back and not just the task. Again, I'm going to use Play-Doh and crayons. Just don't look at the task, but what is that task? If you chunked it up, how would you describe it in one word? Creativity, artistic, right? So what are those things that you used to like as a child that you still like today or would like to pursue today? You know, if you could accomplish anything, what do you think would be your greatest accomplishment, right? So if you go, okay, I want to climb Mount Everest. I want to find a cure for cancer. I want to be able to help kids understand their true worth, right? Anything, right? So if you could accomplish anything in life, what do you think that greatest accomplishment would be? And that is, when we start thinking big of accomplishments, we can almost think of it as a legacy. You know, if this accomplishment led to your legacy, what would you want your legacy to be? And those can be indications of, again, a higher calling. When we start looking at life fulfillment and working on our path and our purpose, 99% of the time, it involves something that cannot be satisfied in our lifetime and involves other people. So when you think of an accomplishment, take yourself out of the picture. Accomplishment, and how does that help others? How would that help other people? You know, it could be finding a new way to find water in Africa, you know, to dig wells. There could be a lot of things, but really start thinking, you know, man, what could be your greatest accomplishment? What could be your greatest contribution to mankind? If it could be anything, what would that be? And that would be that would give you another sense, another breadcrumb towards your true self, towards your purpose, towards your bliss. You know, what do you consider the most important lessons you could teach a child? So whether it's your child or somebody else, and you can go make a list, right? If I was going to teach a 4-year-old, what would I teach him? If I was going to teach a 10-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old, 21-year-old. So 21 is not really a child. 16 is, it's adolescence. But what do you consider the most important lessons you could teach a child? And put down some of the ages and put next to it what you would teach them. Those are things that when you sit, it's, and what you would teach them is not what not to do. So don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. That's coming from the ego. But you'd want to help teach children to do something, to embrace their authenticity, to embrace what they're being called for, what to embrace, those things. So think about what the most important lessons you could teach a child. And again, those lessons are going to come up from your inner depths of your soul and your heart, not your ego. And that would be another indication of your true self. So the things we've covered so far, they cover a different variety of topics, but in essence, they're all pointing towards the same thing, and that is your true self. So what would you do if you tripled your income? What would you do maybe if you hit the lottery? One of those things. If money wasn't an issue, what would you do? Would you volunteer? Would you travel and help different parts of the country or the world? What would you do? Would you contribute? Would you build a school for needy individuals? Would you help with rehabilitation? What would you do if you tripled your income or if money was not an object? What would you do? And when, again, we want to think bigger than being selfish, like, well, I take a cruise around the world, and right, that's part of the ego. The true self is part of the soul. So what would you do? Again, this would be, again, making a contribution towards humanity. What would you do if you tripled your income? Or what would you do if money was not an object? And put that down on paper as well. And then, who are your heroes? And these can be fictional, they can be real heroes. Look back in time, the Stoics, the presidents, the individuals, the people who made Mother Teresa, right? Gandhi, all of these individuals. Look at your heroes and then ask, what is it about them that you admire? That would be a reflection of part of yourself. Those, our heroes are mirrors to show us the parts of ourselves we haven't embraced, we haven't accepted, we haven't shined light on. So when you look at who your heroes are and then go, what is it about this person that I am enamored with, that I feel as a hero? It could be courage, it could be compassion. Then those are parts of your true self being reflected onto that hero. This is huge. When you can go in and look at some of your heroes and identify what is it about this person that you have this draw to, and then ask yourself, am I exhibiting these same things? And when you do, you'll be tapping into your true self. This is very, very powerful, this step, right? And think about who you have been. As we go through life, we change again. In high school, we're a different person than in college, and in college, we're a different person at work. But those are things we have been, but there's a common thread that goes between all of that. You look at maybe you're rebellious at one time and now you're creative. And so that would give an indication of nonconformity in a sense. So look back and think of who you have been and identify that common thread that goes between each of those different growth parts or your personalities. So that can help you out tremendously as well. But keep in mind that you can't create your true self. You can only discover, acknowledge, and accept it. This is not something we can create, an ego. We can create a persona, but we cannot create our true self. Our true self is that spark that we were born with and that we will die with. And when we can understand it, uncover it, it will make life much more enjoyable. Whatever your true self might be, you can be sure that it is spectacular. It's stunning. It's amazing. And it's your job to reveal it to yourself and then to honor it. And you honor it by expressing it to the world. You know, run with your interests and strengths. Find out what it is. Don't spend so much time on trying to improve your weaknesses, because the return on investment won't be the same as embracing and running with your interests and strengths. You know, avoid worrying about your dislikes and weaknesses. They just don't help. Go for what you can do and honor yourself and enjoy your life. And we enjoy it when you find that true self, when you get that and you connect with it and you follow your strength, you follow your bliss. Life will have a complete turnaround. So if you'd like to see the show notes on this, and I hope this podcast resonated with you a little bit or a lot. If it has, look up a coach. Look me up, look somebody, and find that true self and develop that path with heart, as I've talked about on other podcasts. But you want to find the show notes on this, you can go over to warriormindcoach.com, see the show notes, as well as find other articles and podcasts to help you grow and develop as a person. While you're on the internet, you can follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Seen and running with your interests and strengths. You know, avoid worrying about your dislikes and weaknesses. They just don't help. Go for what you can do and honor yourself and enjoy your life. And we enjoy it when you find that true self, when you get that and you connect with it and you follow your strength, you follow your bliss. Life will have a complete turnaround. So if you'd like to see the show notes on this, and I hope this podcast resonated with you a little bit or a lot. If it has, look up a coach, look me up, look somebody, and find that true self and develop that path with heart, as I've talked about on other podcasts. But you want to find the show notes on this, you can go over to warriormindcoach.com, see the show notes, as well as find other articles and podcasts to help you grow and develop as a person. While you're on the internet, you can follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.